Welcome to Wealth Map Radio, where we chart a course through the chaos of retirement planning, market movements, and financial independence with a healthy dose of clarity and caffeine. We don't just talk about money, we decode it. That's why Wealth Map Radio is designed to be your GPS for retirement, helping you avoid financial potholes, risky cliffs, and the detours that can derail your long-term goals. We break down real-life challenges retirees actually face and how to navigate them with confidence. We're believing and having a plan that is built to last. That's where our Compass Report comes in. It includes real-world tools like the Color of Money Risk Analysis, Social Security Maximization Report, Tax Scorecard, and the Retirement Buffer Analysis, all designed to give you direction and peace of mind. For us, RETIRE is an acronym for Retirement, Estate, Taxes, Income, Risk, and Enjoyment. So whether you're navigating market twists, wondering if your nest egg will actually hatch, or trying to figure out why your money disappears faster than leftovers at a family barbecue, stick around. We'll cut through the noise, drop some wisdom, and share a few laughs along the way. Now buckle up, because here on Wealth Map Radio, financial freedom is the destination, and every step along the trail is full of purpose and intent. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to lock and load and get going here. We're going to talk all about the One Big Beautiful Bill today, how it affects your taxes now in the near term and over the long term, the so-called Trump accounts that were created, how the senior deduction for those of you who are over 65 and taking the standard deduction might benefit from the senior deduction, how that is not necessarily tied to your Social Security. We're going to talk about the email that was sent out from the Social Security Administration, how it overstated certain facts and was completely wrong in others. And that email was of note in that it is extremely rare that a government agency sends out an email that is politically motivated. And whether, I don't care what side of the aisle you fall onto, that email was of serious note in political history. So today here on Wealth Map Radio, we want to get through all of those things, focusing on the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, how it affects your retirement. Whether you're still working toward it or in retirement, there are near-term and long-term effects that will happen because of this bill. All right, now as we get into that, let me give you the phone number, 484-600-6512. That is the phone number to set up your own visit with us, to get your Compass Report started and completed. And the Compass Report, one of the things it takes into account is the tax planning of your overall situation. Remember, here on the show and at the firm, we talk about holistic retirement planning. Legislation comes and goes, but if your plan is built on principles, then the plan has a solid foundation and is also malleable enough to adapt to legislative changes as they come and go. So again, the phone number is 484-600-6512, or you can visit us at wealthmapradio.com, just like it sounds. That is wealthmapradio.com. And right there on the website, you can see our calendar, read a little bit more about our process, about the Compass Report and all that it includes. It's a very streamlined report for you. No two Compass Reports are exactly the same, because none of you out there listening are exactly the same. Your ages are different. Your longevity is different. Your family situation is unique. The amounts of money you have, your goals, all of those things are very important in a Compass Report. I would never want you to walk away feeling that what we do at the firm, at Whispering Brook Financial, is cookie cutter in any way. Every client is meaningful. We enjoy what we do to a level that we do embarrassing happy dances with our clients when we're able to help them get to the 0% tax bracket in retirement, when we're able to help them create lifetime income that cannot be outlived as a foundation, when we help them create, if it's a goal, multi-generational wealth. We love this stuff. And it's all embodied by that acronym RETIRE, R-E-T-I-R-E. The acronym stands for, R is for retirement, estate planning, tax planning, income planning, risk management, and the final E is enjoyment. This is what we call and how we refer to as, what we refer to as holistic retirement planning. When all of those things, think about it, when your retirement, estate, taxes, income planning, and risk mitigation is all handled seamlessly, harmoniously together, the end result is a happier, healthier, more energetic, and full of life retirement for you. That's the bottom line. The finance, it's not about having better financial statements. It's not about having better, just more wealth or safer wealth or whatever it might be. Those are means to an end. The end is so that the golden years stay golden for you. We have retired hundreds and hundreds of times at the firm. And I know that you know what I mean when I say that, by virtue of our clients. We know by vast experience what tends to work, and we know by vast experience what tends not to work. So let's get a compass report started for you. Let's get you down the path. Let's show you your current path outlook and what a revised holistic path in comparison might look like. We do that in the Compass Report for you without obligation. If you're one of the first 8 today to call in and set up a free visit with us, 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. That's wealthmapradio.com. Okay, the One Big Beautiful Bill, a permanent extension to the Tax Cuts and Job Acts or the Trump cuts, what does it mean for you? And we're all aware right now, Congress has passed, President Trump has signed it into law, the One Big Beautiful Bill. It does include some very important tax changes with more than the potential to impact most of you listening. I think paramount among these provisions is the so-called permanent extension of the individual income tax brackets, the reduction of the tax brackets that were first introduced and established in 2017 under the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act, in President Trump's first term. There are, let's evaluate taxes throughout retirement. There are two distinct ways that we need to evaluate this big piece of legislation and taxes generally. The first is the near-term impact. What does this legislation mean for tax rates in the near term, right now in the next several years? And how might you want to adjust your retirement strategies accordingly? Because you will. And of course, none of us plan to live in retirement only for the next few years. Because retirement, ladies and gentlemen, is a long-term endeavor, right? Never has anyone told you that retirement is a short-term project. The long-term impact of this legislation and other economic, demographic, and fiscal trends are equally critical to evaluate and address. So understanding both short-term impacts and long-term pressures that the bill, that this legislation does create, we can help you develop the right retirement approach now. See, this is a lot about navigating the waters as they are today and as they are likely to be by consequence. One of those consequences is the permanent so-called extension of the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act or the Trump cuts. For anyone who is considering changing the status of their retirement accounts, especially from tax-deferred vehicles like 401ks and IRAs, converting them to tax-free vehicles like Roth accounts or Roth alternatives like life insurance retirement plans, things like that, the tax cost of conversion is lower today and now into the future than it was before this bill was passed. And some of those lower tax costs are temporary and some are not. Well, how much lower? All right, so staying with the tax bracket discussion here. For middle-income Americans, analyzing that individual income tax brackets are about 30% lower today than they were before 2017,
In, for example, the middle quintile single filer pays a 22% tax rate today versus a 28% tax rate in the year 2000. All right, so it is lower with the permanent extension of the Trump cuts. This means today's tax brackets or tax rates for many Americans are up to 30% lower in the near term than historical averages. This is a big potential savings for clients interested in converting funds to tax-free vehicles. So the window, the opportunity, is even greater now than it was previously. But the passage of the OBBBA has raised different questions in the minds of many savers, many retirees. Since Congress has passed that extension permanently of these lower tax brackets, do we need Roth conversions or LERP conversions? I mean, after all, we no longer have to worry about tax brackets reverting to their older, higher rates in the future, do we? So is there still a need to convert? The answer is a resounding yes, because conversion isn't only about, will tax brackets be higher in the future? It's also about all the collateral damage that traditional retirement accounts like IRAs and 401ks cause on your Social Security and on your Medicare premiums, on IRMA surcharges. All of those things are a consideration. And within that consideration is the reality of leveraging today's much lower rates for the benefit of the future, of your future retirement, to prepare for what likely lies ahead. See, for most of our clients, retirement isn't about the next 5 or 10 years, and I bet that's true for you too. It's about the next 20, 30, or heck, even 40 years. So when we look at lifetime retirement taxes, we need to evaluate not only the near-term rates, but also what could happen, what is likely to happen to taxes over the next several decades. Right? That should make sense. And I just want to help you here keep a correct perspective. Micro versus macro. Certain things in this bill force us to celebrate a micro view and to have a micro view of taxes. However, I'm encouraging you, ladies and gentlemen, keep a macro view. Most of the benefits that you see are over the next 2 to 3 years from the One Big Beautiful Bill. And I also want you to very much keep in mind that things are permanent until they aren't. And that's why it's critical. We've just got to have a long-term outlook in retirement when it comes to taxes. That is one thing the Compass Report is very good at. Modeling different scenarios, stress testing different scenarios from market risk to tax risk, inflation risk, and all these different things that could be hurdles in your retirement. So let me encourage you, if you want to see how the changes to the changes made by the Big Beautiful Bill and how the tax consequences might affect you positively or negatively, and to simply get a more holistic retirement plan in place, I encourage you to call us. Be one of the first 8 today to give us a ring. Set up a free visit. Let us get a Compass Report started for you, right? Let's get the true north going for your retirement plan. Maybe you're on the path. Maybe you're not. Maybe 1 foot is and 1 foot isn't. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Let me expand a little bit, if I can, on the macro view, the long view here, and give you the top indicators that we are watching that do indeed indicate higher taxes are coming, irrespective or despite the passage of the Big Beautiful Bill. All right, here we go. Buckle up. Number one, U.S. spending. In the last fiscal year alone, our country brought in revenue to the government $4.9 trillion. How much did they spend on mandatory spending, non-negotiable spending? $4.9 trillion. So the three expenditures are the mandatory expenditures, Social Security, Medicare, and servicing our national debt. Every single dollar that came in went out to service just those alone. As a nation, we still have to fund other things. We still have to fund all the government agencies, national parks, welfare, food and housing, all of those other programs, SBA loans. Those are all government programs that still happened, even though we didn't have the revenue for them. Therefore, that all those programs were funded by deficit spending or borrowing. That was another $1.6 trillion in spending above the $4.9 trillion that was brought in and went out the door for mandatory programs. That is not sustainable. Number two, demographics. The reason our government's budget is so imbalanced is not primarily because of congressional spending. Shocking though that may sound, it's not. It is because of demographics. The two largest areas of expenditures for our government are, not surprisingly, Social Security and government health programs, you know, Medicare. Our aging population will put increased pressure, massive pressure, on the Social Security and Medicare programs, driving the program's costs, those two programs, far higher than they are today, far higher. In fact, the CBO reports that by 2035, current taxes will only cover 75% of scheduled Social Security benefits, never mind servicing the national debt, and never mind the Medicare program. The outlook for Medicare is not any better. Program spending there is expected to grow roughly 8% every year over the next decade alone. But interestingly, the Medicare Trust Board is not concerned, however, about its life, about Medicare's life, because they say in their own report, they can simply increase premiums and increase IRMA surcharge taxes to make up for those shortfalls. That can't happen with Social Security. Number three, debts and deficits. The Congressional Budget Office projects that over the next decade, the annual budget deficit, the annual shortfall of revenue that the government earns versus expenditures it takes on, that deficit will range from $1.7 trillion to $2.9 trillion annually. I think this does make one thing very clear. Americans are underpaying for the government we currently have. We are underpaying for the government we currently have. Now, maybe there's too much government for what we're paying. You could argue that too. But today and into the decades ahead, the U.S. revenue will not support that level. And while certainly our government could reduce spending in numerous places, as we can all see, there are problems that run much deeper than any new bill from the president or Congress can pass. But we can't just look at our nation's deficit, $1.9 trillion the last fiscal year. We have to look at the total national debt as well. It is at a historic record, more than $36.2 trillion. This costs our government nearly $1 trillion in debt service last year alone. In other words, $1 trillion of the $4.9 that came in as revenue was already spoken for just to service the debt, to pay the interest on the debt. Now, if you layer on top of that, there are $75 trillion of unfunded Social Security and Medicare obligations that we will incur as a nation in the years ahead, you get a real clear picture that tends to emerge. We have a growing hole between the money our government takes in and the money it sends out. It really, anyone who has completed fourth grade math will see this. So, ladies and gentlemen, I just want you to hear me. When we take these indicators as a whole, sooner rather than later, the government will need more revenue. And that does mean more taxes. I'm sorry, it does. Full stop, end of discussion. at this point, it's just primarily, and I'm going to emphasize this, a demographic and debt problem. It's not a political problem. It's not just a spending problem. It's a demographic and debt problem. That means while control of the White House and Congress can slow down or accelerate the likelihood of rising taxes, it cannot solve the math challenge that America faces. It cannot. This is a real reason, a real motivation to get off the train tracks of that freight tax train that's barreling down on you. You know, there's the old Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner cartoons, right? And you see Wile E. Coyote tying the Roadrunner down to the tracks with a bomb train, like a train with a whole bunch of dynamite coming at Roadrunner. And the Roadrunner, you know, gets free from his ropes and bonds. And then he does something very, very important. He moves off the train tracks. Whereas the situation quickly becomes reversed in this episode, the coyote and his entire house are suddenly pushed onto the train tracks. The coyote sees this train full of dynamite and TNT, right? And Acme TNT barreling down. What does the coyote do? Seeing it coming at him, he sees it. What does he do? He pulls down the shade and covers his eyes. You need to get off the tracks of the tax freight train. We want to show you what it looks like, what your current path might look like, and what a more holistic tax-free retirement path might look like inside of our Compass report. This is our core competency at Whispering Brook Financial. Holistic tax-free retirement planning, the estate, the income planning, the risk mitigation, all of that is taken into account in a full-fledged Compass report. I encourage you to be one of the first 8 today to call in and set up a visit with us so that we can do your Compass report without obligation. It is our opportunity to impress you, to show you what we might be able to do for you, and for you to see what might be possible in clear, clean, bottom-line analyses that are easy to understand and compelling. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. You can set up your own visit right there. 484-600-6512. Typical results of a Compass report that we often see are 30 to 50% greater net spendable income projections in retirement, using the same amounts of money, using the same rates of return, but being much more tax efficient. We see those results. We see the assets lasting 7 to 10 years or longer than compared to your current path, again, because removing the largest fee that you have in retirement, being taxes, to the greatest extent possible, has such a positive ripple effect throughout your retirement, it is difficult to describe over the air. But when you see it so plainly before you in your Compass report, you do what I have to call that embarrassing little happy dance. 484-600-6512. Now, besides tax brackets increasing in the future, that's how we often think about it, about taxes rising on us, there are other ways that taxes can change. It will not be just tax brackets or tax rates that are impacted. Another way that Congress can and has raised additional revenue without adjusting tax brackets in the past is by lowering the amount of income subject to each bracket, thereby generating more revenue as more income is taxed at higher brackets. So the bracket of 22, 24, 32, 37, you know, those brackets may not change, but the intervals of what income levels are taxed at each can change. Moving forward, some of the highest risks of rising taxes that you may face may not be found in the tax brackets at all, though. I think that the fiscal and demographic pressures are going to encourage Congress to find new ways of generating revenue from U.S. retirees and savers. And We're already seeing that happen. So take, for example, IRMA, Income-Related Monthly Amount Adjustment, IRMAA, IRMA. This is a surcharge that some and more American retirees pay on top of their Medicare premiums. And it's based on your income level and all that. So in 2003, here's the history, part of the Medicare Modernization Act, how's that for a name, Congress created a new fee for American savers and retirees called the Income-Related Monthly Adjustment Amount, or IRMA. And essentially what the government does is looks at the taxpayer's income from previous years, the previous 2 years, and if certain thresholds are met, a new fee or tax is assessed on top of the taxpayer's regular Medicare premium. So it increases Medicare premiums. I think essentially, IRMA was a way to generate new revenue without having to adjust tax bracket rates. You follow me? And it worked. IRMA surcharges have helped the Medicare Parts B and D trust funds maintain their fiscal soundness and integrity, even as other government trust funds are floundering, but not Medicare Parts B and D. And so the government has been leaning on IRMA more and more to generate increasing revenue for the Medicare program. So in fact, since 2019, IRMA surcharge rates for the lowest bracket have risen more than 7% annually, year after year. That's one heck of a cost increase, you know, year over year. And the government isn't done. There was a CMS report from last year that outlined that these Medicare trust funds would be adequately financed into the future. They adequately financed. How often do you hear that about a government program? Adequately financed into the future, only because the government can raise IRMA fees and premiums to match any expected shortfalls. You know what's true about IRMA? There are certain types of income that do not trigger IRMA surcharges on your Medicare premiums, and they all come from tax-free retirement accounts like Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, and life insurance retirement plans, or LIRPs. That is it. 401ks, IRAs, brokerage accounts, real estate income, pensions, all of those other things trigger IRMA surcharges, and they kill your Social Security net amount that hits your bank account because Medicare premiums come out of where? Your Social Security check. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. Let's get your compass report started. Let's tactically and strategically get you off of those tax train tracks. 484-600-6512. We'll be right back.
Henry David Thoreau once said, "Wealth is the ability to fully experience life." Here on Wealth Map Radio, we couldn't agree more. Retirement is a journey, and the path is rarely straight. There are twists and turns, peaks and valleys, emotionally, mentally, physically, and of course, financially. That's why a compass report is so vital. It's the wealth map everyone needs to fully enjoy life in the golden years. At Whispering Brook Financial, people come first. When you meet with our team to begin your compass report, there's no preset outcome, no hidden agenda. Your goals become our mission, and we take that mission seriously. If you're serious and not just curious about your retirement, call us to get started on your compass report. 484-600-6512. That's 484-600-6512. The last thing anybody wants in retirement is dodging financial bullets. Yet the threats are real. Policy changes, tax risk, market volatility, rising healthcare costs. We can't guard against every risk, but one thing we've learned, predictability is more important than potential. We help create predictable income streams, shield you from looming tax increases, and build a plan grounded in lasting principles. Because when your retirement is built on tax-free income, you can't outlive outlive, life just feels better. You feel better. And studies show that when these principles are in place, people live longer, healthier, and more fully. So let your journey begin with your personalized compass report. Visit wealthmapradio.com or call 484-600-6512 to schedule your complimentary visit. At Whispering Brook Financial, we give you the tools for the most important journey, yours.
All right, everyone, welcome back here to the show on Wealth Map Radio. We have been going through the extension of the Trump cuts, or the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act from 2017 that have been made, quote, permanent. We've talked about having a macro view versus a micro view. And I think one thing that the bill does, while it does give us some things to celebrate as far as new lower tax rates that are extended for retirement planning, for tax-free retirement planning, for shifting assets from tax-hostile accounts like 401ks and IRAs to tax-free and efficient accounts like Roth accounts and life insurance retirement plans, the big challenge, I think, is that we still need to have a macro view of the fiscal condition that our nation is in. We are under tremendous fiscal pressure and demographic pressure that make it highly doubtful that these tax extensions, that the extensions of the tax cuts will indeed be permanent. And I recall your mind to just about every tax law change that has existed prior to this century. They were all meant to be permanent, and none of them have proven to be so. None of them. And at the turn of the century with, George Bush number two, it became popular to enact legislation that had a sunset provision because it was easier to sell to the other side who might have otherwise opposed it. But, you know, you just look at the massive tax cuts that happened in the 80s under Reagan. The Tax Reform Act of 1986 was a massive, biggest tax cut in history. It took the highest marginal tax rate in our country from 70% down to 35%. And guess what? That massive, massive tax reduction, that new law, lasted less than 3 years. Before a new president and a new administration came in and signed what was at that time the largest tax increase in history. So just keep a macro view here, and all the things that we talked about in the first half of the show, the fiscal pressure, the demographic pressure, the national debt, the deficits, all of those things should tell you that we will indeed have to have more revenue for the government in the future. Cutting waste and spending is important, but you can't cut the mandatory spending programs of servicing Social Security and Medicare because of the demographic problem we have of the amount of people, human beings, that have been promised those benefits and rely on them. They're expecting them. They've planned for them. They are relying on them for their very livelihood in some cases. And so it cannot simply be changed by cutting spending. It will only change with increased revenue. And that only happens with increasing taxes or adding new taxes in some shape or form. And as I said at the close of the last segment, we are already seeing that. The message you should take home from our show today is that if you have tax-hostile accounts or tax-procrastinated accounts like traditional IRAs, 401ks, 457s, TSPs, 403bs, all these kinds of tax-deferred or tax-procrastination accounts, these put you in harm's way as the future goes on. However, a big part, and you can imagine this, a huge part of how we help clients is strategically and tactically shifting assets from tax hostile accounts to tax-free and tax-efficient accounts. That is the beginning of a Compass report. It is the bedrock of a Compass report. Of course, other things like risk mitigation, income planning, estate planning are all part of a Compass report. But let's make sure that we can erase or mitigate sufficiently the largest fee that retirees face in retirement, and that fee is tax. There's a reason it begins with a T and ends with AX. So I'm going to invite you, be one of the first eight today to call in and set up a free visit with us. Come sit down, talk with us. Let us show you what your current path probably looks like, stress testing the heck out of it for all kinds of different scenarios, and what a revised, more holistic, and tax-free path might look like in your specific situation. 484-600-6512. 484-600-6512. Also, please visit us at wealthmapradio.com. That's the name of the show. You can set up your own free visit right there and get started. 484-600-6512. All right, now let me address the email that has received a lot of attention that came out from the Social Security Administration after the passage of the bill. It claimed that Social Security taxes had been eliminated. This is not true. There has been no change in the way that provisional income is calculated, and that determines whether or not you have taxation on your Social Security. There have been no changes to the thresholds of provisional income, determining if up to 50 or up to 85% of your Social Security will be taxable. There have been no changes as to the rates at which your Social Security is taxable. What there has been is an extra deduction. Some are calling it a bonus deduction. It's called the senior deduction. It is available to those who are 65 or older who are taking the standard deduction and not itemizing. People are also saying, so if you itemize, in other words, the standard deduction doesn't apply. If you're a single filer, it's a $6,000 deduction, an additional $6,000 on top of the standard deduction. If you're a joint filer, it's an additional $12,000 of deductions on top of the standard deduction. This is awesome. It applies from now, tax year 2025, through 2028. It is not permanent. It does end. So I definitely look at it as a bonus. Now, here's another gripe. We're being told, and it's being advertised, that this is a Social Security deduction. It is not. It has nothing directly to do with Social Security. It is simply a bonus deduction for those that are over 65 and taking the standard deduction. Full stop. How will it likely apply to most people? It will likely apply to most people by taking those who are paying taxes on their Social Security and making it so they don't currently pay taxes through Social Security or on their Social Security benefits. That's why you hear it being talked about as a Social Security deduction. But ladies and gentlemen, hear me. It is not a Social Security deduction. It applies to income. It is simply, it is no more a Social Security deduction than is the standard deduction a Social Security deduction. What they're trying to say, first of all, is one reason it's being advertised this way is because what Trump initially promised, that there would be a repeal of taxation on Social Security benefits. That did not happen. And it's because of that unfortunate letter from the Social Security Administration, which misclassified and overstated some things about the bill including this benefit here. They are claiming it's a Social Security deduction. It is not. One thing that this deduction does do, if you are over 65 and taking the standard deduction, it is an argument and not taking Social Security yet. It is a greater argument to defer Social Security benefits as long as you can, because you get this bonus deduction irrespective of whether or not you're taking Social Security benefits. So, in other words, why not take the deduction, apply it to your other retirement assets that you're leaning on right now, and let your Social Security build by 8% a year as you defer it? Why not do that and take it later? That is a much more tax-efficient route than if you're not already taking Social Security. Now, don't make a decision just based on the tax landscape. That is a piece. It is not the cornerstone of a decision to take or not to take, but it's an argument to delay Social Security if you're not already taking it, because you get this extra senior bonus deduction regardless. See that? And that's also more evidence. It is not a Social Security deduction. Doggone it. I will say this. It does give us a lot more planning opportunities for Roth conversions or LERP conversions. It does all of those things for us. It benefits the planning for the next, you know, through tax year 2028. Because under certain circumstances, and there are some phase outs as well you have to be careful of, but in certain situations, it can allow us to convert more to the Roth or to the tax-free category and have an extra deduction to help wipe away the taxes on those conversions. Case in point, let's assume that I'm going to convert $50,000 from my IRA to a Roth IRA or to a LERP. That's a $50,000 taxable event. Now, you owe the taxes on that $50,000 chunk of money now or later. Those who are doing a Roth conversion are simply saying, I want to get it out of the way. It makes sense for me, and I want to have a tax-free bill of health on all the gains and returns I earn from this day forward. And I don't want it to have collateral damage on my Social Security, Medicare, or IRMA premiums. All of those are benefits of converting. All right. So let's say I'm married, age 65, and I'm doing the standard deduction, and I'm going to convert $50,000 of an IRA to a Roth. Fine. Because of the standard deduction, because of the senior bonus deduction, I get to deduct an extra $12,000 against that conversion. So now instead of paying taxes on $50,000, I'm only paying taxes on $38,000, but I'm converting the entire $50,000 to a tax-free Roth from that time forward. That's a beautiful thing. Do you have to watch out for phase-outs? Absolutely. Should you meet with a planner who knows what the heck they are doing and specializes in this, as we do at Whispering Brook Financial? Without question, you should. 484-600-6512. My point is that there are a lot of planning opportunities, but they do not come without some gotchas and watch-outs. 484-600-6512. If you want to see what makes sense for you, let us do your compass report for you without obligation. Your current path, what you're on now, where you're likely headed now, versus a more holistic tax-free path, is presented to you clear-cut and compelling. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. There have been some questions about, hey, if I have this Roth conversion strategy or a LERP conversion strategy as part of my plan, I've been going down the road, does it make sense to delay that or change it in order to get this bonus senior deduction? Well, again, if you're taking the standard deduction, if you're over 65, maybe you need to meet with us or meet with your advisor to revisit that and discuss it. But short term, maybe. Long term, Do you abandon the Roth conversion or LERP conversion strategy? Not on your life. No way. This is, again, the difference of having a micro view, trying to get something today in exchange for the macro view. I don't want you tripping on a dollar to pick up a dime. That makes no sense. Long term, taxes are going up. Long term, 401ks and IRAs punish you for having money there from a tax perspective. Long term, they cause all kinds of collateral damage on your Social Security, Medicare, and IRMA surcharges. Think long term. I think we do have an opportunity over the next 3 years with the senior bonus deduction for many of you out there to enhance the conversation, the strategies in place. It is not a cure-all. It does not apply to everyone. Could it take someone who was itemizing currently and suddenly make them take the standard deduction because the standard deduction plus the senior deduction will be greater than their itemized deductions? Yes, absolutely. That could happen too. You really need to explore this and make some tactical, not strategic, tactical changes. The difference being strategy is all about your long-term view. Tactical allows you to deviate for a short term to take advantage of opportunistic situations. And once you've taken advantage of them, to revert back to the long-term strategy. I hope that makes sense. If you do not have that long-term strategy, if you're just winging it, if you don't have a written retirement income plan, we want to help. It's what we do. It's everything we are good at in life. And yes, we're a bunch of nerds sitting around doing it. I mean, who else do you want helping you and guiding you through retirement? Probably a bunch of nerds who do nothing but this, eat, sleep, drink, and breathe it, and who have guided hundreds and hundreds of people through retirement and still currently are doing that. 484-600-6512. For the sake of general interest, let me rip through a bunch of other provisions of the bill that have come into play here, and these may or may not apply to you. There is the new tax law permanently raises the estate, gift, and generation-skipping transfer tax exemption from $10 million to $15 million per person, and that will be adjusted for inflation. There was going to be a big rollback in 2026. This avoids that. So, in other words, that is now $30 million per married couple, $15 million per person. Capital gains brackets have been adjusted for inflation. So, capital gains tax brackets are adjusted now, allowing more investors to stay in the 0% or the 15% tax range. So, this is how it works for 2025. Individuals can have up to $48,350 in taxable income. And if you're married, you can have up to $96,700 of taxable income and still have 0% on your capital gains tax rate, the 0% capital gains tax rate. All right, some other ones. AMT, okay. The new law permanently extends the higher AMT exemption levels set in the 2017 tax cuts. So this will help more households avoid AMT. It is a real bugger if it bites you. The exemption will continue to be adjusted for inflation, but the phase-out rate for higher-income earners does increase from 25 to 50%. So this means that the benefit that you get tapers off more quickly than it used to if you're a higher-income earner. Let's see. Oh, the new Trump accounts, so-called. Okay. So in the new bill, children born in the U.S. between 2025 and 2028 who have a Social Security number will receive a one-time $1,000 federal deposit into a new tax-advantaged savings account, nicknamed the Trump account. These accounts are opened automatically once a parent files taxes and meets eligibility requirements. And parents can contribute. They can contribute up to $5,000 annually, and employers may contribute up to $2,500 without it being considered taxable income. So that's a nice little deal. So the funds, you know, they're invested in a diversified U.S. stock index, which will grow tax deferred, and you can have qualified withdrawals that will be taxed at long-term capital gains rates. That is a big difference between an IRA which is you can defer for years and years and years. And even though you would normally have long-term capital gains rates apply, or a 401k for that example, you still have to pay at ordinary income rates. That's not true with these Trump cuts. All right, let's see what else we want to get into here. We've talked about the senior deduction. Oh, the SALT. Here we go. This is actually a neat one. The SALT, the cap on SALT deductions. This stands for state and local tax deductions. So the cap wasn't eliminated, but it's getting a boost. So beginning in this year, this tax year, 2025, the cap will rise from $10,000 to $40,000. And that'll offer more relief to households in higher tax states. So if your state income tax is pretty gnarly, this really benefits you. There is a phase out. So if your $500,000 income's over $500,000, it does begin to phase out. So you can deduct up to $40,000 of state and local taxes, property taxes, things like that. Whereas it used to only be $10,000. The phase out is pretty aggressive. So if you make more than $500,000 a year, the phase out will get you pretty quick, but you can still deduct up to $10,000. There is an absolute floor for everyone being able to deduct up to $10,000 of state and local taxes. That's pretty cool. Car loan interest. That's right. Starting again this tax year, 2025, taxpayers may deduct up to $10,000 in interest on new auto loans. So if you're paying a car payment and you have, you know, anywhere up to $10,000 of that car payment is interest, you get to deduct that. There are phase outs for $100,000 single filer, $200,000 of income as joint filers. The phase outs start happening. Let's see. It applies. Let me get this here. The deduction applies only to vehicles with final assembly in the U.S. and is available only through 2028. So it is temporary. But that harkens back to, you know, before the Reagan Tax Reform Act in 1986, car interest was deductible. Credit card interest was deductible. And anyway, you kind of see that this is just another way that Congress can mess with taxes without so-called messing with tax brackets. They can eliminate deductions, change deductions, add new taxes, like the IRMA and Social Security taxes we keep going through. So, this has been an info dump today. There has been a ton of misinformation, misclassification, politicizing it, all these things. And, our job here, at least we feel this way, is to be a voice of clarity and not to speak politically, but to speak economically and financially. We do not care what side of the aisle you fall on or if you're dead smack in the middle. Our counsel, our information, the classes that we prepare for you here on the air are all going to be from an economic and financial lens, and we're always going to boil it down to how does it affect you? What opportunities does it give you? Or what pitfalls does it put in your path and how to best avoid them? I cannot encourage you enough. You know, there's a statistic out there, and I'm going to intentionally say it misleadingly for a minute. Bear with me. 87% of people feel confident about their retirement. Does that surprise you? You hear all these statistics out there about 20% of people are confident. 80% of people are worried, somewhat worried, majorly worried. But in fact, 87% of people are confident in their retirement when they have a written retirement income plan. That's the other part of the statistic that I intentionally left off. 87% are confident when they have a written retirement income plan. That's astounding. So what is the corollary, though? How many people have a written retirement income plan? How many? Less than 1 in 5. Less than 20%. Now you understand why the typical number is that 20% feel confident, because only about 20% have an actual written retirement income plan. A Compass report is just that. I think it is paramount that you have a Compass report, a written plan that stress tests all kinds of different scenarios. What if taxes double? What if they rise modestly? What if the market does a 2008 or a dot-com bubble on us? What if long-term care costs hit you? What if you hit Irma surcharges on your Medicare and your Social Security check starts dwindling like crazy because your Medicare premiums, which come out of your Social Security check, are ballooning like crazy? What can you do? How will you address each of these situations? A Compass report is a huge step in the right direction of attacking those problems and many, many others. Be one of the first 8 today. Let us do it for you, complimentary. Let us show you what might be possible in your situation. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. 484-600-6512. Another part of the Compass report that we don't talk about a lot is the fact that it identifies not only dangers that you might be facing, that's very true, but also opportunities that you might not have known existed for you in your situation. It also identifies strengths that you have that you may or may not recognize and that we for sure need to be capitalizing on if they exist, right? So a Compass report isn't just about, hey, you have all these risks in your life, either now or will. It's also about, let's look at the opportunities you have that you're not aware of, that you're not taking advantage of, and let's look at the strengths that you have and double down on them. Add fuel to that fire. And I can promise you, everyone that we've ever done a Compass report does have dangers, opportunities, and strengths. 484-600-6512 or wealthmapradio.com. That is the website there for the show. You can see our calendar right there as well. Read more about us at the firm, how we operate. That's wealthmapradio.com or 484-600-6512. I really hope you've enjoyed this today. I hope we've set some records straight. I hope we've dispelled some of the misperceptions about the one big beautiful bill, the advantages of it, the things that it does not do, and the great planning opportunities that it has afforded many people. 484-600-6512. Until next time.
WealthMap Radio is an independent production of West Springbrook Financial. The services of voiceover professionals are often used for this production. Such professionals are not licensed financial professionals. Case studies and example share may be materially different than your own situation and are often dramatized for entertainment value. No solicitation of any security or investment is made or implied. Consult with independent financial, tax, and legal advisors before implementing any strategy. Neither Steve Eckroth nor West Springbrook Financial are endorsed by the Social Security Administration or any government agency. More information is available by visiting WealthMap Radio by calling 484-600-6512.